In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whether from the ground stained by the blood of Abel, whether from the belly of a very big fish, or even from a cave of despair and disaster, thanks be to God, our Lord hears the prophetic distress call from his creation. Elijah, there, having just witnessed the destruction of the 450 prophets of Baal, there, as he had seen how the Lord had poured out his wrath on those who would seek to follow any besides the one true God, was now threatened by that murderous Jezebel, who seemed to make life so difficult for him that he would just rather die. There, in that cave, a cold January cave of darkness and despair, that cry goes out to Yahweh, and thanks be to God, the Lord hears. He hears that prophetic call and tells Elijah, not only will you anoint kings, but there will be another whom you will place in your prophetic place. And that one will continue that work that I have given you to do. Bald-headed and all, plowing with those oxen, 12 yoke of oxen, 24, and he at the end, my, his concentration must have been intense, even more intense than playing Candy Crush, as he was doing the work God gave him to do, until that time when that cloak of Elijah came on to him. And when it did, he ran and followed that one who placed that cloak on him, because it was not about what Elijah had done. It was not about what Elisha had done. It was all about what our Lord had done. For even Elijah would ask, "What have I done to you?" Answer, "Nothing. It is what the Lord has done for you, for me, and for all of his people." For as all of creation cries out and groans, yearning for the day of redemption, so our Lord has heard the distress call of his people. And he sent the one who was the greater Elijah, the greater Elisha, the great prophet, who himself was priest and king, our Lord and Savior, our divine Redeemer, Jesus Christ. As he became flesh and dwelt among us, he comes with rescue speedy to those who suffer wrong, to help the poor and needy and bid the weak be strong, to give them songs for sighing, their darkness turn to light, whose souls condemned and dying were precious in his sight. So precious were those souls in the sight of our Lord Jesus Christ that he transformed an execution instrument of torture into a throne of grace, there proclaiming prophetically, priestly, and most regally his amazing, incredible, divine love for all of us. There, it is not simply about slaying 12 yoke of oxen and boiling them and having a feast. There our Lord defeats the power of sin and death and the devil. Through his death on the cross and through his glorious resurrection, we hear, we see, we experience splashed into the identity and love of our Lord Jesus that God hears distress calls of his people. So that just as those slain oxen were a sign of what was to come, for all of those Asherah and all of those who followed the Baals, there, the sign of the cross becomes a sign of victory for you and for me. For my dear sisters and brothers, we are baptized into Christ Jesus, baptized into this one, not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit, says the Lord. And the Lord has given each of us different vocations in our own lives. Sometimes it might be behind the 12 yoke of oxen. And sometimes you might feel like those oxen are more attractive than plowing through 12 columns of Greek verbs to parse. But my friends, the cloak eventually comes on you. And when it does, it doesn't come because you put it there. It doesn't come because you earned or deserved it. It comes because God, in his mercy and grace, has chosen you, has claimed you as an answer to prayer. All who are preparing to be deaconesses and pastors and missionaries in the church, you are the answer to so many people's prayer, offered perhaps not in a dark cave after Jezebel's threats, but after the modern-day Jezebels threaten our suburbs, our rural areas, and our cities, and crying out before the Lord God, as even they may witness the destruction of the enemy before their very eyes, they get discouraged and they say, Lord, take my life from me. God is raising you as an answer to those prayers. He's using you as one who will bring hope and healing and love to many. He'll use you even with your bald head because he will clothe you with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And there by the power and grace of God's Holy Spirit, it is the prayer of the church that when that cloak finally does find you, and when that mantle rests on your shoulders, that you will run as well. No, don't run far away from this seminary, vowing never to come back again. Run instead with great joy and exuberance, like the Emmaus disciples did, as the one who causes your heart to burn within you, as he had been walking with you along the road, reveals himself to you in the breaking of the bread, that meal that shows us who we are, as we receive forgiveness, life, and salvation at the sacrament of the altar, and proclaim with great boldness, with great energy, with great joy, Alleluia, Christ is risen. I said, Fort Wayne, with great joy, with energy, and with enthusiasm, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
For here the Lord has you plowing the oxen for a while, but as you are, this seminary exists to teach the faithful, to reach the lost, and to care for all, as you become an answer to many people's prayer. Oh, yes, God hears the prophetic distress call of his creation. But more gratefully, God answers, and he answers us with awesome deeds of righteousness. Hail to the Lord's anointed, great David's greater son. He has sent his son, Jesus Christ, who is returning in glory. Boldly announce it, boldly share it, boldly receive God's gifts, and boldly share them with enthusiasm, with exuberance, and great vigor as we look in hope for the day of his return, all the while proclaiming the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and sharing with the world how our Lord hears the cries of his people. In the name of Jesus.